Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is a former Duck linebacker. He was first team all Pac-10 in 2001, then drafted by the New York Giants in 2002 and spent seven seasons in the NFL. Wesley Mallard joins us.
Wesley!
Good morning, Wes. How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. All right. We had Jeff Schwartz on earlier, and we started off by saying, you know, what does this rivalry mean to the guys that used to play in it? I mean, you were at a time where the streak hadn't started yet, and Oregon was just starting to turn the corner into becoming a more prominent football program. What does this game against Washington mean to guys like you that used to play in it?
Oh, it's still huge. I mean, it's always going to be one of those heated battles between, you know, two Northwest, you know, powerhouses. I mean, so, you know, between Washington and Oregon, it's always going to be, it's a big deal to, I think, to all former Ducks.
Wes, do you got a memory from any point in time in any of the games? I know there's always that chance we see purple on the sideline. You're like, I'm going to kill these guys. But that type of thought where you're going, I remember this moment, or do you remember that thought at Husky Stadium, maybe getting heckled, or that opportunity to play in a big time game against each other, because you kind of stomped on them during that time.
You know, I do remember going up to Husky Stadium and coming out, and it's just, you know, it's a hatred. Like fans do not like Oregon players, and I think it goes both ways. And I mean, it goes to show you, just like this week, they had to take out an ad to tell fans to be cordial. Like it's not nice. You know, like, and people say crazy stuff. Like, you know, it's like, it's stuff that you can't even say, you can't tell your mother. You know, it's crazy.
Wesley Mallard is our guest, former Oregon linebacker. He's been in this, in the thick of this Oregon-Washington rivalry. And, you know, as we sit back and we look at it, you know, Wesley Mallard is a guy that you came into Oregon as a walk-on, and you were unheralded coming over here. How did you end up at the University of Oregon by way of Georgia and in South Korea?
You know, my father's in the military, so we moved around. And during my high school years, I moved from Georgia after my freshman season and playing football in Georgia. Played three seasons in Korea. Obviously, there's no recruiters coming to Korea. So I come back to the States. We moved back to the States, and we moved back to Georgia, and I'm saying I want to go to school on the West Coast. So I applied to schools on the West Coast, and I got accepted into Oregon. I sent Coach Bilotti some tape of me playing over in Korea. Got preferred walk-on status my first year as a wide receiver, which obviously didn't last that long because I couldn't catch. So, and then after that, I moved over to the defensive side of the ball and got a scholarship after my first year. And then that's it. Just a lot of hard work from there. And obviously got lucky and got to play in the NFL for a little while. And it's been a good journey.
You know, with Oregon now, three coaches in 3 years. So from you following this program, being close, seeing the highs and lows of what's happened in the last few years. And now Coach Cristobal, look, he's not from the area, but he has a mentality that has changed. You're following this program. You're looking at them from you know, from a distance and saying, I like what this, are you taking the mentality a little bit of wait and see? Are you, I mean, are you all in on this? The recruiting numbers are good. Are you just like, all right, hold on, temper this down. We got Justin Herbert. We got a lot of good players, but I want to see more. What's your thoughts right now with how it's going so far?
I'm all in on Coach Cristobal. Like, you know, he's a former player. He understands, you know, that guys are going to be, you know, a little leery of him, but like, I respect what he's doing. He's bringing that hard-nosed football, and you know, we're gonna win the battle in the trenches and up front, and you know, we're gonna get the players, the skill players around you know, these big guys, and you know, he's trying to build the Northwest Alabama up here.
You know, when you see this team, and you mentioned that Northwest Alabama, They're built on the defensive side of the football, and this is something that's kind of, when you were in the Ducks program was on the rise and you were playing at the U of O, I mean, defense would carry this program at times. How good is it to see an Oregon team that it's not the weak link is not the defense anymore, especially at the linebacker core when you get guys like Troy Dye?
Right. I mean, it's awesome to see, like, you know, like to see young guys come up and to see the defense is flourishing right now. Like, they've got a great front seven, and you know the back four are a little young, but they're learning on the fly, and I think they're doing a great job this year.
If I told you on defense you had one group that you're a linebacker, but if you had one group you need to play well in this game, I mean, it can be offense, it can be defense of anywhere that need to play well. Throw out the quarterback side because you got one of the best in the country. What does Oregon have to do in this game versus Washington, who, you know, the last two games have been very dominant?
I think our back four, like our corners, are going to have to show up, you know, on Saturday. It's going to be a tough matchup. I know we're probably going to be focused on shutting Gaskin down, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on the corners and safeties, trying to stop, you know, Washington's receivers and whatnot. So I think it's going to be up to our corners and safeties.
And that is the defensive side of the football, man. Yeah. It's not.
Got to play defense always.
Now, when you are looking at a rivalry game, do you go down to a lot of games? Because I know you're based locally now. You're up here in the Portland area. Are you heading down tomorrow?
I'm not. I got kids sports going on too, so it makes it hard for me to travel the game, all the games. So
see.
I'll be watching on TV.
You know what?
Wes, you and I are in lockstep here. We kind of have our priorities in lockstep.
We were giving Cam grief because he wasn't going to be making it down because he's got the kids sports this weekend.
Family over colors, though. I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Always.
Right.
That definitely has to go into it. You will.
I don't see you giving him crap.
Well, no, because he's our guest.
That's right. He's a guest.
You know?
That's fair.
And he's a duck.
And our producer Buck says he is a
duck. I mean, don't get it twisted. I want to go down to the game, but yeah, family is first.
Right, see?
And that is true. Okay, we had this text, and this is something that when I was researching you and kind of knowing that you were going to come on today, I saw when you Google Wesley Mallard, Oregon Ducks, one of the searches that comes up is all-time great names in sports. Did you know that Wesley Mallard going and playing for the Ducks was going to be a thing that that everybody gravitated towards when you selected your school?
No, you know, when I was coming to school here, like, I didn't even think about it until I got here, and then somebody in the media asked me that, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, is this a mistake? Like, you know, it's something I've dealt with the whole time, and, you know, oh, Mallard, is that, did you, like, make your name up when you got to school, you know? Like, no, I didn't, but, so.
All right. Well, all right. We got to get your game prediction. I know that you've known Cam from the golf circuit around town, so it's okay if you want to crush his Huskies dreams.
I can handle it.
Give us a prediction for Ducks and Dogs.
I'm going to go, it'll be, let's say, 35-27 Ducks.
There we go. Wesley Mallard, thank you for the time, man. Really
appreciate it.
Appreciate
it, Wes, buddy.
All right. Good to talk with you guys. See you, Cam.
Wesley Mallard, former Oregon Duck linebacker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.